Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. DJ play my song. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. Don't act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the bar too. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up them red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they could fall back. They twist their fingers up and they'll get.
Three band motto. The future is now.
By any means.
By all means necessary, we're going to get it.
Our lifestyle.
Drip, ask your
name. Adam and lied to what up. I've been the king. For real.
Yeah.
And then I almost forgot we was live tonight. Everybody chilling with me. Got my co-host in the building. Shout out to Truth Teller. Turn your fucking TV down, damn it. What you over there doing?
Watching the news. I gotta find out what the weather gonna be, damn.
Muted then. You can't read?
Nah.
I'm joking.
I'm illiterate tonight.
I love you, but I be getting sick and tired of your back rails. You be having the whole shit going on, like OC tape, that video joy he did. Remember, he was all the people in the back room ironing clothes and shoveling and shit.
Yo, that was so funny to do with ironing on tape. I'm like, what the hell kind of shit is he doing?
I'm sorry, guys, but we just having a conversation amongst ourselves. Welcome. New episode, Philly Shine Radio. No special guest tonight, but I definitely got a lot of crazy music. And since they got this little new, what is it, the movie, whatever, going on. What is it? The Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman or something. What is it?
Act
Like a Lady, Think Like a Man or something.
Think Like a Man, but, Act Like a Lady.
Yeah, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even a fan of that shit because my homie, Data October, Ben broke Steve Harvey's book down. And on some real shit, it's just like, I guess a way to just spread some more coonery as these motherfuckers do. I want to see the movie, though. I love Kevin Hart. But we've discussed the book before, you know what I mean? I've never seen the movie, I didn't see it, but I just want to get in y'all business a little bit tonight and talk about what's the longest you've ever had a person wait and, like, what happened, you know what I mean? Like, and so I know some of you people out there waiting for it, not just wanting to just do it right away or whatever, or... Why did you make that noise? What does that mean?
I was clearing my throat.
Oh, I was about to say.
Damn.
You made a noise like, bitch, don't be lying. But no, definitely, like I said, I just want to get everybody's business. I don't think it's good to play mind games or whatever from what I think the book is about. Like, it's good to play mind games to keep a guy interested, but it shouldn't be that hard. You know what I mean? Certain things are not like... You don't set out like, all right, this is my plan, and if he don't follow this shit, like, it's curtains for him, you know what I mean? Because certain people, you know what I mean, don't do shit like, of course I don't agree with curbside pickups and, you know what I mean, corny shit. Like, what women would put up with that shit, you know what I mean? But not to make it like a deal breaker. Some guys don't handle class, but does that mean he's not good potential? I don't know. I don't know shit about relationships, so but we just gonna talk shit either way. Shout out to everybody listening. I think that 679 number is Lady. Boy, open that joint up for me, True Television. We wanna check
which
out
one?
Switchboard. Shout out to
679.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
679. Let's hit it up.
Is that
hey,
my lady?
Hey, ladies.
What's
hey,
good,
love.
Baby? I'm talking with her. What's good? Welcome back, babe.
Hey, what's up?
It was good chilling with you this weekend or whatever.
Yeah,
a little bit
fun.
Time that we did.
Politicking.
Huh?
I said politicking. It was fun.
politics as usual. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, welcome back. You know, like I said, tonight, everybody's talking about this movie. Like, I don't even think I'm going to go to the movies and see it. I'll probably bootleg it like I do. I don't even go on dates to the movies. Because you know how it is when you work so hard. If I even go to a movie, it's going to be a waste because I'm going to go to sleep. Like, I don't give a fuck what's going on in the movie. What was that last movie I went to see and I went to sleep in it? With Denzel Washington. That was good when I woke up. I woke up like towards the end. What was that movie? Did you see it later?
What? Think Like a Man or the Denzel movie?
No. Denzel did a movie. No, that's a Denzel movie.
I don't know.
Yeah, he just did a movie. It was Safe House. Yeah, Safe House. That joint was good. But, did you see Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman? Or Act Like a Lady?
I ain't see that yet.
What's
that? Who's
that? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. That's my background. I'm sorry, y'all.
No.
You have everything going on. I don't know what the fuck
that was. No, what's going on? No. We just heard that one of our favorite radio personalities died. Carter from Carter and Sanborn.
Who? Yeah.
Carter from Carter and Sanborn.
He used to be on Power 99 back in the day. I think like Sunday nights they used to have a show.
No. Sunday night when I was more than that. They used to, like, every morning they used to have this, you know, show. That was back in the 80s. 80s and early 90s. Yeah. So my mom just like, for real? You know, popped out of nowhere. So anyway, back to the show. Sorry about that.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Rest in peace. Which one died? Carter or Sanborn?
Carter.
Oh, rest in peace, Carter. My mom used to listen to him. I remember
they were controversial.
Rest in peace.
Okay, back to the topic.
Well, yeah, we gotta definitely show love. People dying left and right. Jeez. Was it natural causes? What happened?
Huh?
What happened? Why did he die? Was it natural causes?
Heart attack.
Oh.
Damn. The only real memory I really have is when I was in elementary school, we did a play day, and they was broadcasting live from our school.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's hot.
That's really cool. That is really cool. Well, then definitely rest in peace, Carter. Sanborn, aw, crazy man. But like I said, I wanted to get back to the show topic. I don't want to feel all sad and shit. Damn.
I know, right?
Yeah, right. But like I said, back to making people wait. I think sometimes it's funny when you make people wait. And I do want to also say, like, have you ever made a person wait so long they just got mad at you and y'all couldn't even do nothing? Because I know for myself, I've done it a couple of times. And it's sometimes funny. Sometimes you don't mean to do this shit, but I've had people, like, really snap on me before. Like, bitch, how many dates you think we going on? I don't think he called me a bitch, but yeah, it was. What movie was it? I think me and this nigga done see every movie, but we had went to go see Training Day. No, not Training Day. Man on Fire with Denzel Washington. That movie is good as shit, right? I was so, and then I think this was probably like me and the boy, like maybe probably 6 or 7 feet or whatever. I met him. He fixed my Verizon. He was a he might have been one of your coworkers, lady.
hey, hold on.
this was years ago. But yeah, he worked for Verizon. Was a nice guy, and I did like him and stuff. But he was, I don't fucking know. It didn't work for me. But like I said, we was coming home from seeing the Man on Fire movie, and he took me to my door. We went through the back way. So I used to live in an apartment. It had a basement. And then you walk up the steps to my apartment or whatever. So while we're in the basement, I'm giving his little kiss goodnight or whatever. But he is, you know, hugging me a little extra more, you know. But I was missing the signal, you know what I mean? I wasn't inviting him in any fucking way, but I was just missing the signal of what he wanted to do any fucking way. Like, if he wanted to do it, we definitely wasn't doing it in my place where my son sleeps, you know what I mean, like, or whatever. So I'm just like, all right, see you later. And then he was like, that's it? Like, for real? He said, I don't know what's up with you. And I was like, what you mean? And I was like, have a good night. Like, I had fun. Did you have fun tonight? And then he was just like, let the people calm down at the same time and not to play yourself. Because, like I said, I wasn't reasoning to what was going on or whatever. But then, when I tell you, he got home and cursed me the fuck out and was like, I don't know. And you know, let him good man. Run right by you. You act like you want to be stingy. And I didn't even know he wanted to do it.
Wow.
Like, yeah, like, man. It was, like, real crazy. Like, but he also cussed me out a week before, kind of, because he asked me how much you put into a relationship. Now, I had to be, like, tired. Like, it's, like, I don't know, 19, 21, 22, one of them ages. I don't remember. But he was like, how much you put in a relationship? And I remember saying 50%. And then he got quiet, right? Now I'm thinking, like, so then I was like, you know, I put 50, you put 50, we do 50-50 or whatever. And then he was just like, well, I give 100%. And that's what I accept. Like, he was one of them dress, like, power type guys. He was real attractive, but he was a little too, I don't fucking know what the hell the nigga was thinking, but I liked him. He was cool. I just was missing the signal. Whoa, no. He was like, I give 100% or nothing at all. And I'm like, all right, now next time I'll say 100.
Like, for him. I'll say 100 next time. Like.
Yeah, next time I'll just say 100. But, yeah, like, have you ever had, like, oh, yeah, I want to know. I think that should have been a better topic. Have you ever let a person wait until they couldn't wait no more? Until the waiter was done. Have you, lady, let me ask you this new topic question.
Have I, what, ever made somebody wait until they can't wait no more?
Yeah, like, and then, but you didn't even know you was making them wait forever or whatever.
No. I mean, I don't think there's, like, no rule or nothing to be waiting, you know, making nobody wait. If you grown, do what you got to do. Like, we all grown. Like, you know. I'm just saying.
That's true. Yeah, you don't do it intentionally. Like, I don't think anybody does it intentionally. You, like, want to wait till you get to know a person. But you should do that anyway, like, you know what I mean, till you feel comfortable with the person. But like I said, it's been times where, like, I don't be thinking about it, you know what I mean? Like, shit, like, make my boyfriend wait for sex now. I'm like, he's like, oh, it's been 4 days. I'm like, what? It's been 2 days. It's been 12 hours. I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot. Like, what the hell? But I don't think it's, like, sex is something that you would, I don't know. Most busy women, I think, just don't think about it first. So I'll make you wait. I don't even know what the fuck is going on. Like, oh, for real? You've been waiting for real? I was paying my nerves. I didn't even know. Like, I didn't even know you was going to be upset about that. But, I mean, but most times, like you have to keep things interesting. But if you feel the need to, like, force anything on a person, like, you're playing yourself, you know what I mean? That even goes into, like, how people use their kids to control a man, you know what I mean? Or pregnancies or, like, marriages and shit to control people. Like, you can't really think that you can control a person. Like, think you control anybody, I think, is just stupid. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Thinking that you control the person is stupid. Like, you're like, that had nothing to do with it. I want to see this movie now, though, because, like I said, we've discussed the book, because the book is old. I don't know when he did the book, but he did the book a while. And definitely, it is a good advancement to turn a book into a movie. But like I said, just thinking about, oh, well, this is that proven way, I don't think there's no such thing. Because if you try to get anybody playing the games, you're going to end up playing yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think from even reading other people's tweets, that's kind of how the movie turned out to be or whatever. I'm about to read some reviews on this shit. We're going to take a little musical break while I read some reviews. I'm a little newsy about this movie. Movie. I want to see that now. I'm about to watch the free movies on the internet. Can't you watch that now, kids? Don't you know?
No,
you
it's not
out,
on there yet. It's not on there yet.
You already look for it.
Oh yeah, girl.
Let me find out. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but while I go check out what's going on, I'm gonna read up about what y'all did about this movie, and yeah, I'm gonna talk about making people wait because. It's not a bad thing to wait, but it's not something that you should be thinking about. I don't think so. And then, like I said, when we were talking about it on my homie's show, over a year and a half ago, it's like, you foolish to think that you could control the man in any kind of way because whatever he gonna do is whatever he gonna do. Like, that's just, and just like the same thing with a woman. So whatever you do is whatever you gonna do. So to think about trying to control a person, especially using sex, playing yourself. Little world that you gonna play yourself, but and then and for me I get so busy. I'm like, oh, you wanted to do it? Sorry, I was busy or whatever. Mom, I think we got another caller. Just press one before I go into the this song. I'm gonna check them out. 610-813. Just press one. Welcome to Holy Child Radio. Which name were you calling from? Hello.
Hello.
Yes. What's your name?
Up?
Who's
this? This Buck.
Welcome
what's
to
up?
Buck, what's up with you?
What's up, man?
How your funny ass doing?
Chillin'.
That's what's up. Welcome back to the show. This Buck K. Walker's Peoples. Your crazy freaking animated ass. How'd you do on that script?
Huh?
But
the script was cool. I need a little more time. It's cool, but I got it down pat.
You got it down pat. You right? You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. No.
All right, Buck, young guy, you know what tip he on? That's your you gotta talk about it. What tip he on again
What tip you on is my little funny comedy show. I mean, it is about me. What tip you on is about, what tip I be on daily. It's a little funny comedy thing. We got Peanut Live coming on, Asia Star, Yaz, and plenty more, Young Savage. Got a lot of them coming on. And
yeah, definitely shout out to the team Yaz. Shout out to Team Yaz. But, I'm about to take this little music break, chill with us, because we talking shit. And this is my homeboy, Nonfiction. Retweet me, y'all. Check this out.
If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you're feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me. You can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe. Now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe. Now you feeling like me, huh? Now you feeling like me, huh? Now you feeling like me, huh? LB scattered all over the sheets, huh? Had to do it cause I do it for my freaks, huh? Break a bitch down like I do the OC, huh? That last bar made you wanna RT, huh? I be on my shit, I'm sacking Franklin. Keep my money rolling, got my Jackson skating. Holding down my spot, bitch, it's not for the taking. Holla if you with me and it fuck you if you hate. Team do the beat, ballin' so a nigga make the beat, man. Shorty not beside you, she be routin' tryna beat, rockin'. All that I see, y'all be copping trying to cheat. I just switch it up before they copy trying to keep. Money on my mind cause I get that shit and I wreck that shit and I spend that shit. You show them my dick, I'ma get that shit. Trip it, that shit when I been that chick. I'm so far ahead of you, I am where you begin this shit. Tune the beat so easily, make me repeat for a nigga really in that shit. If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you're feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe. Now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe. Now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe. Now you feeling like me, huh?
follow, follow, follow Bumpy Nonsense. I'm all up on they timeline, they ain't got an option. Ballin' on these niggas like a missile, I be droppin'. Baggin' Spanish bitches like Ted Otto, Cinco Johnson. The opposite of low, I just that bitch like Oliver. She is screaming, so I treat her pillow like a silencer. 44 my caliber, I don't see no challenger. Finger to my haters, then a SO to my followers. Blood money, pure money, we a 100 strong. No rule up for my moolah, bitch, you know my money long. Call her with the cheek top, Jerry Red Thong. They yelling Biggie back, I'm yelling, bitch, you dead wrong. I was Jordan in my prime, now I'm Kobe with the gang. 24 up in your chest, 23 up in your back. Keep playing with your life and I'm a delete that. You a cheat from a fat nigga, retweet that. If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you're feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe. Now you feeling like me, man, y'all be bagging bottom bitches, I be bagging Lucy Liu. I do numbers with my clip, everybody in the city know how we do. Round 28, y'all round 22, 738, y'all done 22. Young bugger willing in my crew, I'ma run up on you with the whole Philadelphia suit. I go in, I go in, I be on that hand. I get brolic on my DJ Khaled, all I do is win. They be talking all that fixin', I be on my end, on win. Every DJ want my music, y'all be begging for a fan. Somebody tell me where they do that at, my Rover black, my Ruger black. I cop it, chop it, cut it. Dip it, serve it, and maneuver. Stop it, watching while I'm copping. Hold up, where my tool is at? I took his chicken through it, man. He don't know what to do with that. I'm gone. Team, no sleep, that's my only trend. Keep told by any means, I be going in. Some say they're getting mad, cause I don't tweet back. I stick them for they birds and tell them tweet that. If you don't like what I'm saying, delete me. But if you're feeling what I'm saying, repeat me. You gotta join me, you can't beat me. You wanna be me, nigga, retweet me. Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh? Swipe, now you feeling like me, huh?
That's my shit. Shout out to my nigga Nonfiction. He definitely did his video live at Diamond Spotlight showing a bunch of motherfucking love. Was it the April 1st? I think, yeah, it was the April 1st event. And we also did his banging ass video for Maria Sanchez. I'm in that video.
Look at that. Shout out to Blood Money, right, baby?
Shout out to Blood Money. I was in that video joint looking real special, real stitches. But I got to show some love real quick. You know what I mean? I just got a little Twitter shout-out. Shout-out to my nigga, Ambi Graham, Mad, motherfucking Cole Stacks, D-Major. They did for Scripper Money. Yeah, we like Scripper Money. Yo, I'm going to get some Scripper Money before the year is over. I'm talking about trash bags full, and I'm going to do it half-assed, just like I hear about other people do it. I'm going to get right on stage with I'm going to have a one-piece on with some holes in it.
With a bra.
That's it. And that's it. And I'm going to get bags of money. Right?
I'm telling you, trash bags.
I'm trying to get me some trash bags, so that's what we're working on. And like I said, I need some scrunchy. I ain't hating, but I ain't getting on the pole, though. Fuck that.
You gotta be dumb like a shit.
Bow.
Ow.
Bow. Bow.
We about to have a whole club rocking in this one.
So mama right there with all that ass. Bow. Hey, look at how she caking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk. Cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like a stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pole, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money. And you were not allowed. Broke niggas don't get the money. Stepped up in that pack house, all type of woman. Flavor of love. She about a dollar bill, but no, this not the Players Club. All the women, no Cole Stacks. Yeah, they show up players.
love. And ever since I met Mae, them hoes showing me major love. She busted wide open, open. Jerry on top with it. Twerking, twerking, twerk some. She don't plan on stopping it. No, this ain't a dream, but that thing, girl, you rocking it. How that waist so slim, but that ass is hippopotamus. You do it. Glass in the air. Amen, take a look around. Grow his ass everywhere. Start shaking. Gonna shake that salt shaker. Ride it like a rodeo. She throw it back. I throw the sex. It's dope. I thought I throw the show. Hey. Look at how she caking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk. Cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like the stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pole, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money. And you were not allowed. If you broke niggas, don't get around it.
Damn, look how she shaking. Look like it might have jelly feeling. So I throw that bread in there. That stage look like a messy kid. When I'm in a slapping circle of the shaky butt, I throw crazy bucks. And when her back is packed and gets faster tracks, and that ass is giving me massive action. Bounce a bitch, she said jumping jacks. And a grand or two in the mix. Cause when I'm done with paper, that older paper, she do handstands and flips. Round and round, just like relays. I only throw it in bulk like BJ's. When fives and tens just feels wrong. When I bought more bands than Livestrong, I live wrong. But it feels right. Just to waste a couple grand on a chill night. To these girls, I'm like they savior. To them, me stacks that be major. Not a player, I'm just a big sipper. Not a superstar, just a big dipper. I'm sure I have you dripping on it. When I finish throwing this clip, I'm
look at how she taking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk. Cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like the stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pose, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money. And you were not allowed. If you broke niggas, don't get the money.
Nah, yeah, you know the man is here. Getting money, hell yeah. I be cutting checks like welfare. Major gang, that's my team. Money never speak, no time to dream. Passionate about my cream. In a strip club, make a sex scene. I like the way you work and you drop it. Drop it. Then your body so crazy, girl. That strip for money, I got it. Now come get it out of my pocket. Me coping mad, we ball hard, nigga. Smoke a lot with some hard liquor. We got white girls, black girls, Greek and Jamaican. We got all, nigga. And I'm running through competition. Knocking niggas down, call it demolition. Repetition, that's all I know. So every day I let that money blow like go. What's your name, girl? Damn, you tight. What you asking? Cause I might offer you a price and be like, fuck that, you with me tonight.
Look at how she caking. Make me wanna slice. She said she ain't a freak. You gon' become one tonight. Look at how she pop. Gonna make it work. Roll that ass around. Gonna make it twerk, cause girl, I got that stripper money. Whole team got that stripper money. Shake it like the stripper. Gonna get you some of that stripper money. Find a pole, find a friend. We throw in that stripper money, and you were not allowed. If you broke niggas, don't get the money.
Yo, shout out to my boys. I like that song. I'm going to definitely be scripting to that. Get me some stripper money.
Well, just because you a stripper don't mean you gotta be a freak, though.
Do you?
Nah, you might just want that bag of money. Say no. Everybody, listen to that. You know what I mean? We're going to have some fun. We talk about making people wait. Have you ever made anybody wait? You into that? You do it unconsciously, like, mwah, like I've done a couple times. But you know what? I am going to say this. The times when I rush things with guys, I never want to call them again. I mean, like, I'll be on the tip, like, we like, get it too fast. I don't even want to, like, now I don't like you no more. I'm a bit fucked up. I don't even know why I'm getting it. Shit. Damn.
Y'all hear this live on air and it's taped.
I'm not even going to say nothing else. Oh, God, I got some horror stories. One day we're going to talk about some horror stories. Maybe we could do that Tuesday, horror stories. Shout-out to my homeboy, Nino Young, in the building. We're going to be celebrating his birthday party slash
every fucking thing May 6th. Shout out to you. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Nino. What's good?
Yeah.
Where is Nigga Mania? I ain't talked to them all weekend. Tell them, call me. I miss them.
I ran into him, like, I think a couple of days ago before I was at the Arts Garage on Thursday. I rocked that joint out. You know me, from my homegirl, little Miss P. Shout out to Miss P. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Miss P. She's going to have me in the Arts Garbage May 10th. We're going to be in that joint. Shout out to the ladies showing off, hosted by Purple Queen. DJs, all women in the building. We're going to be in there squad deep. A lot of nice, beautiful women performing. So I look forward to that, May 10th. Yeah, shout out to Miss P. She worked hard. It's going to be massages, fun shit. Dime with Divas is what it's called. I'm pretty sure. Ha!
Yeah.
I remembered because I care. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Welcome back, yo. What's good with you?
I'm definitely glad to ski my way in there to dine with the Divas, so somebody can get my Anita Baker.
Sure, you can come in and get the
Divas. You know, May 1st, Artist in the City drops. That piss for everybody. It'll be in stores, Black and Nobel, hopefully No Frills, Sneaker Villa, DJ Ben, Spontane, Kensington. And we just going to keep moving. You know, me and Ben's going to be out the trunk like Jay-Z and Dame Dash.
As you should. Definitely. That's what's up. But, what'd you say?
I'm hoping everybody come out on the 6th and rock out with us.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be crazy. Diamond Spotlight Released Edition. You know what I mean? Release stands for a lot of things. And the main thing it stands for is everybody bringing a mixtape. Come on, like, it's going to be crazy. You got Hardest in the City. Shout out to my homie Ghetto Black and Lil Mims. The group named The Pain, they have The Evolutions. My homie Duke G's is releasing his CD. Mir Malik. We're going in. May 6th is going to be crazy. So I'm going to ask all the artists who perform in May 6th, if you have CDs that you're releasing, please let me know so that I could note it and promote it. I'm gonna chill with us for a minute, Nina. I'm about to take one more caller. Been waiting for a little minute. Press 1 to see what's good from the Delaware area code. 264. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from in Delaware? Or are you in Delaware?
I'm out on Newark on the University of Delaware.
What's good? Who is this? This is J.O.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
Birthday man. That's the birthday man for May 6th. Now, which day is your birthday?
My birthday May 6th.
Your birthday is May
6th. Yeah, that's the day of my, that's my actual birthday.
Gee, what are you?
I got a couple parties throwing for me. Got one at 90.
Yeah, I know. You said 90 degrees, right?
Yeah, and Club Roar.
And then Mill Creek Sunday. It's cool. You could be busy. I love Tauruses. That's my favorite fucking sign, yo.
Yeah. Me, I'm going to speak on myself. I'm not going to speak on the other Tauruses. I'm loyal, so hopefully all the other Tauruses out there.
Definitely loyal. Yeah, that's definitely a Taurus trait. Loyalty is a part of Taurus. That's what's up. All right, that's good. Yeah. Y'all represent, I know a couple of people that represent Taurus very well. And loyalty definitely is on the top. Ride or die, loyal ass motherfuckers. All my best friends are Tauruses. Shout out to my boos. Huh?
I said straight like that. But other than that, I got them tickets too still for you. And I'm promoting for you the May 6th release party.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
Calling, I was going to let you ask me some questions. I mean, you said what?
Yeah, I'm about to. but you gotta first say hi to my people that I got on the line whose mic's open, my co-host Truth Teller, and then my homegirl Lady's on the line. Hey.
How y'all doing, Lady?
Hey, okay.
And then my homeboy, Nino Young, young talented artist from Philly. He's also going to be in the building May 6th doing his shit. But, yeah, let me ask you, so Definitely. So, yeah, tonight's topic, yeah, like, based on this movie, whatever, I don't really agree with playing mind games, but certain people, I think, just do it unintentionally, or maybe it's intentional, but I want to know, what's the longest you ever made any woman wait to have sex? Or, and I don't care if it was 10 minutes, you know, I just want to know, you guys are fast. I think, because I think one time we did have what's the fastest, and what my homie say, I think he said 2 hours, so I don't know how guys get down. Y'all like, ooh, I see you, stick it in.
The longest I waited, like, it was just one female I wanted to really get with, and I stayed around her for like a half a day, keeping it over.
That's what?
Half a day, 12 hours. I stayed with her. We were just busting it up. And then after a while, we finally gave in to each other. But afterwards, it was like, yo. You just wasted your day just to get some pussy, my man. Like, come on, yeah. It wasn't even like that. Like, I'm like, I could have just communicated with her on the phone and texted her a couple of times here and back. I ain't had to sit around all day and wait. Like, you feel me, Honor?
So you, what was the circumstance? You invited her over your house, or you came to see her at her house?
No, she invited me. Like, she invited me over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, we were just busting it up. And I just waited. She made me wait. I fell out like half a day. I'm just in there, like, good.
Oh, so
going along with everything.
Oh, because me. Oh, I get what you're saying. So, yeah, that is a long time to wait if you're coming over somebody's house to do it to them or whatever. That is, I get it. No, I meant, like, time period from, like, you meet them to the time you had sex with them. Like, what's the longest that's ever been, like, you know, like you went out on a date with her a couple times or whatever, but y'all didn't do it, like, right away?
Oh, it's... like probably like a week.
So no girls ever made you, or has a girl ever made you wait and you just like, fuck it, I don't even want it?
Yeah, I one female made me wait. I was 18. She made me wait a whole year. Like, she ain't give me no play for a whole year. It was just all conversation every time we got in each other's presence. Then, like, after a while, come to find out she was a virgin, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's
not bad.
Yeah, so as long as I waited to sleep with a female was a year. And that showed me a lot. Like, yo, you don't really got to rush into shit. Just go ahead and rock out. Conversation can do a lot to somebody. I mean.
That's true. Yeah, sometimes you don't even think about it. Yeah, that's how I was.
Like, I used to get up with her. We used to chill, or whatever. And I wouldn't even think about sex. Like, not at all.
But yeah, I definitely now I understand what you were saying. That 12-hour situation. That's funny as shit. Like,
yeah, like
a person for half a day just to do it to them and leave.
12 hours.
Did you leave right after that 12 hours? To come back to that first story?
No, I ain't leave. I stayed around a little bit, but I perpetrated like I was on the phone. Like, yo, I gotta go. I'll be right back. I'm gonna call you. Every one of them.
I'm done. That's fucking shit.
I'm nothing amazing.
Yes, and it shouldn't even be something that you have to worry about or think about and shit. Like, yeah, that's what I don't even like. One thing I cannot stand, and ladies agree with me, is when a guy acts for sex.
Yeah.
Don't it? Don't do it. Like, what the fuck do that be about? Like, I'd be like, huh? Fuck
even
no.
If we wanted to give it to you at that point, it's like, you done messed up.
Yeah, you know you're even fucked up, don't you? Or in society and shit. You know you're even fucked up, right?
You know you're fucked up, right?
Oh, shit. What's up, War War Radio in the chat room? Or at least Buzz in the chat room. Oh, shout out. But, yeah, you know you done fucked up, right? It was some real shit, like, and I got a,
You know, y'all got any tickets yet for that, April 26th, the Bob, the show coming up? Y'all grab any tickets? Yo.
Hello, everybody still here? We lost Honest. 1 second, we lost Lady.
Here I go, baby. I'm still here. I don't know what happened.
Hold on, wait. I was steady talking. I had my mic on mute.
Oh, shit.
My bad.
Okay,
hold on. Let me get Lady back. Hold on. All right, Lady, I got you.
All right.
All right, we waiting on Honest. I don't know where the hell she went. Lord.
We got the fellas on the line?
Yeah.
Huh?
Honest.
All right, well, let's get back to the topic. I got a question for you too, kid. Like, where
Here I am. I'm back. My phone got disconnected. I'm back.
Oh,
yeah, all right, go ahead, Lady. What were you saying?
I had a question. All right, what if you make somebody wait, guy or girl wait, and then you feel in that person, and you finally do what y'all do, and then it's trash. Like, what do you do after you waited all that time and you really feel in that person? What do you do at that point?
Yo, just stop fucking, period, because I think if I really think, like, I'm going to tell you the truth and, like, vibe with me, because, like, when you fucking with a person and then, like, you really like them, by the time you ready to do it to them, heart racing, you're wet, she's rock hard, that's all you need, right? Like, and if you ain't getting there, you shouldn't even be fucking anyway. Don't be spitting on it to make it wet, you know what I mean? You gotta fuck it too hard to make it hard, you know what I mean? Like, you're doing too much, like.
That's not what she just said. Okay, so after you wait that long time and that shit is like trash, and you know, you're like, oh my fucking God, I waited a year and a half to feel nothing. So you better work on that motherfucker and put that motherfucker in sex ed classes. Yes,
hey,
like,
yo,
you know,
hold up, yo, it might be that.
Poop your pussy out.
You know.
What'd you say, Nino?
Might be the other way around, too, yo. You know what I'm saying? She might not know what the fuck she doing either.
Yeah,
definitely can go the other way around.
Her outside
might smell good. Like, she might smell good. As soon as her pants come down, smell like Pathmark fish section.
Oh, no.
Yo, also real shit, I've seen it happen, and actually, one time, I was with my homies and shit, right, and it was one summer, and we were trying to do it outside Kelly Drive, you know, like where those statues and shit is, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Anybody, from Philly, you know what I'm talking about, but anyway, like, they got a bunch of statues, like real big-ass statues beside the Schuylkill River, or whatever, romantic place, whatever, but, me and my friend, we kind of going slower or whatever, like we kissing and talking, and I think we smoking or whatever. So, but my homegirl and his cousin or whatever, they just went right off the bat and started doing it or whatever. I swear to God, all of a sudden we smelled like trash, truck, you shit. Like, it was just the worst smell in the world. And
whoa.
I ain't going to lie, it was the summertime, so I smelled myself, like, the way I did it, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, what the hell is this niece I put my, You know, I put my foot up on a bench, right?
Yo.
I put my foot up on a bench and just, like, you know, gave a little sniff. And then was crazy. I noticed my friend kind of sniffing me, too. So then when he sniffed me. Then when he sniffed me, I was like, nigga, that ain't me. Like, the fuck wrong with you or whatever? Is it you? He looked at me like, no. So then we turned to look at them just bawling out on the damn ground and shit, doing it. And I'm ignorant. I don't give a fuck. So I walked over there, and I smell him. I'm just like, pointing like, ew. So now we both just staring at him like, this is a, I know you smell it if we smell it. Like, what the
fuck are you doing? I smell it if it's all up in the air.
Yes. And she was like, real rat. It like, and he just ended up stopping because like I said, at first when we got over there, we was, you know, kissing, rubbing, and, you know, smoking and chilling. But then we just staring blankly, like, what the fuck? Then they just eventually stopped. It was the most awkwardest ride home in the world. Like, what the hell?
What the hell
like,
with
this smell? Like,
it was
like,
probably
a combination
of his ass and her ass in summertime or something. I don't fucking know. But what's your question?
If you meet up with a chick and y'all about to do it or whatever, and she pull her pants down, and she, like, if it hit the air right then and there, like, how can a female continue to go on and have sex with that aroma in the air?
Yeah, like, I would.
You feel what I'm saying?
How can a guy? A guy will keep going.
Same with guys, too. Same with niggas, too. Because niggas,
hell yeah, it's a lot of niggas
balls.
That don't give a fuck. Yeah,
a lot of niggas balls be balling.
I do not even say that shit. I be like, you sweaty, go wash up. Nope. You know what I'm saying? Because, and then for me, myself, even if I've been, you know, working out and shit, I'm not going to be like, all right, give me eight. And I'm like, oh, no, wait, baby.
Gotta go wash up.
Yeah, like, you know when you stink, so for anybody to say they don't know, or they didn't know, shout out to everybody listening in. Definitely, if you want to join in the show, we forgot to say it. Press 1, and we'll get to your call for sure, definitely. But on some real shit, yeah, like, you kind of want to keep yourself together. You know what I mean?
How long have you not had sex, right? Practice proper hygiene.
I mean,
everybody that's listening, practice proper hygiene.
Tell a friend. But you know what?
If niggas was
back in the day, just like 2001. So if niggas still doing that type shit, in this day and age, that's fucked up.
It's fucked up. It's still going on. Just because it was in 2001, it's still happening 11 years later. That's real shit. It's still females out there that's not taking care of their twat, man.
I don't have no...
This is from my point of view. Being a big girl, you know, we sweat, so... If I know I'm going to do something, not just come from out the heat and not sweat, I'm like, yo, I got to go to the bathroom. You know?
Exactly.
And then I'm
like, that's fucked up. And, you know, not even being, you know what I mean, big, like, it don't matter. Like, I think it's just, like, period, like, in general, like, anybody sweats. You know what I mean? Like, you have a whole day, you know what I mean, different stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, a whole day of walking around, whatever. Yeah, you're not going to be...
That's
you're
gonna
get
that
clean.
Little sweat.
Question clean.
Exactly. Like, you're not even gonna do it. But
if you know you big or you know you got problems sweating, always be on top of that. Let me wash up everywhere you go. Even walk around with wet wipes. Wet wipes that they got.
Wet wipes.
Yeah, carry them around. That little feminine spray. Keep
your shit. You get your wet wipes.
What do you mean wet wipes? I'm telling from here on out, I'm not biting my tongue no more. Your twat smell like dumpster.
Yeah, so that topic is...
you know, y'all want to make sure they cannot just for your cheeks. And again, you just might be looking to be tackled. It's vice versa.
All right, nothing wrong with it.
We are people. I'm pretty sure, you know, sometimes when you tackle, you might want to have somebody comfortable enough to tackle you. It's vice versa. Some people just busy.
But I'm going to definitely show some love. You got to send me some of your music, too. I'm getting ready to go in and play this new track I got from my peoples. This is MMM, Mugamania Music, Shook Up, featuring Hot Toddy and Charlie Sheen. What'd you say, babe?
Okay, you ain't got that run it back drink with me, Charlie Sheen.
I gotta run it back.
I mean, after that shook up, run it back.
Alright, definitely.
Yeah, the whole game, you know, Charlie Sheen, go for it.
I like that little intro you did.
I went out to pet Lucy. You the one that I love, that's why I call you Lucy. Anytime I'm feeling great, baby girl, goof me. She know I'm getting that paper, and I ain't talking loosely. She want me to hang with her.
Of a giant, no denying my presence like a Desi when it's firing. I'm heavy with the shining like a Prezi full of diamonds over Audemars Piguet. I've been counting all day, God, it came a long way. From worthless to priceless, from popping tags and not caring what the price is. And I don't care about a financial crisis, the door by the street, so of course I'm gonna eat.
I'm gonna get it.
And the chips is down and the deals is off. 10 toes down till my heels fall off. Grind like bad brakes till the wheels fall off. I'ma die taking money like I'm taking it with me. Any day I can go, so I'm making it quickly. And I'm changing the city with some button down thugs. We be shutting down clubs. I don't fuck around, cuz
24/7, yeah, I'm on my grind. Selfish in the way, cause I'm on my mind. Middle finger to the haters. All about the paper. Sex machine. I'm on about the paper.
Niggas will try you cause you sit behind computers. Well, let them try me, they gon' be living by computers. Life expensive, dollars when I'm sexing. The way I pack the lettuce is solid when I'm dressing. Took a frozen track and now it's sizzling. I be selling pussy, they call me the middleman. You ain't talking cash, you ain't relevant. Used to be cold, got money, then the hell I went. I drowned a pussy, giving CPR. Entourage for the entourage, on the road to riches. Ain't got a license, I stand out. You camouflage, I'm self-paid, self-made. You bitch me, your bitch pay. Yo, cut that, switch blade. Got them goofy bitches on the testicles. Sad when you let the engineer get the best of you. Damn, this nigga going in through the best of you. We're still on the clock, how we live so flexible. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I can get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. Yeah. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke. 24-hour shifts, yeah, I gotta get it. Me and Reek can turn your Benz into a Dodge Civic. Niggas say they real with no detail. Really think they gangster cause they get Gmail. Hood nigga, I'll get sloppy, toppy, and poppy. And I'm doing way better since that label dropped me. Always had a big head, but I was never cocky. I just tell it like it is, real shit, no aki. I ain't really the blogging type, you hear me? I'm more like the Ogden type. I ain't got time, shorty, eat the wood. Tick, tock, and you better do it good. This the type of time I'm on. You keep on waiting for the lottery. I'm about to take the king spot. Charge me for the robbery. Like my woman Coco, classy like a snow boat. Niggas wanna share them with me, but they want them dough low. Yeah. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. I can get the pussy with no cash near. Swear I'm about to triple what I made last year. That's the type of time I'm on. That's the type of time I'm on. Yeah. 4 days and I'm still woke. You biting backs for a living, but you still broke.
Game, it's your boy. watch me do my fucking thing. Trump, get a nice grill or hat if you want. Yeah. Waiting on extra to pass me the blunt. Yeah. We all in the booth and we passing the skunk. Yeah. Passing the skunk, passing the skunk. Get a green ounce of the grass if you want. Get a dime of this hot lash for months. Lash for months, lash for months. Shit right here, I can last for a long. We ain't telling jokes, people laugh if you want. Right on white jack, passing the dump. Got a couple more seat grass if you want.
The city smoke, we get coffee for lungs. Boss nigga status, straight from the slums. Play to the grave, make a cake out of crumbs. Cooking baby from the pockets in my pocket to a proper. Riding like a chopper, hit him with a chopper, spinning like a chopper. Need us in a chopper. Somebody got chopped up, they need a doctor. And we ain't good. Still in the hood, leather on wood. Rubber bang bang, fucking main thing. Everyday hustling, smoking, then drink. Plotting on the dead man, Benjamin Frank. And I can hear him calling. You ain't seen nothing till you see me balling. Headed to the top, even if we falling. Chef sitting high with the paint dripping. Train to go so I ain't slipping. That's your fault cause you ain't listen. Kidnap your bitch while your dame missing. Can't tell that he got a dang kitchen.
Y'all niggas some lame bitches. Y'all fucking up the game bitches. It's played back. Bitch, this my posse. Extra major track. This is DiBiase. My Asian bitches got me sipping sake. Mr. Miyagi. King Tut, twist the tidy. All my niggas up, series 3-2. And it's elimination day, niggas see you. And I see you, wouldn't wanna be you. Keep talking that shit, you gon' be in ICU. Up in critical condition, and you know that I'm a baller. I'm in pivotal position when I told my hoes to fall back. Pippin' in the mission, and I always get the dub. It ain't no L's or split decisions, nigga.
Okay, hold on. We're having a little technical difficulties. Let's find out what's going on here. I'm going to open up some more mics until she get back on.
Shout out to everybody listening in. Tanira,
I just
on the phone with Ghetto Black, driving me freaking nuts. Crazy. Like, I'm on 63rd and Jefferson on Baltimore. I'm like, you still got more ways to go. Like, keep driving down the street. You're like, all right, I'm on Pine. I'm on Walnut. Nope. I don't need to keep talking to you about that. Jeez Louise. But shout out to everybody tuning into the show, listening live, showing love tonight. We had a little bit of fun. I've already showed a lot of love. Shout out to my homeboys, Andy Graham, Mavs, Coastex, D Major, play some music from Big Face Dunning, play some music from Mother Mania, Top Speed. Definitely Future and my boy Looney Tunes. They represent real hard in the South. We having fun tonight on the show. I wanna talk on like the more positive note of making people wait. And then sometimes, like I said, like I don't know if the bullshit. You know what? Then again, I'm not even gonna say that I'm the best person to speak to about relationships. Like,
well, no, wait. Here come for you. Wait, I met this motherfucker in November of 2010. I'm still waiting.
What? Why are you still waiting?
Yo, I done stepped out, stepped in, jumped out. I can't wait no more, man.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's his religion. I don't know how he is, but you know, he's from you know, Africa. He's from a you know, he's a true Muslim.
A lot of Africans.
Shut the hell up. But you know, he's an African. He's from what's that, Tunisia or some that country? And like, I don't
Tunisia.
Know if that's his culture. Yeah, Tunisia, Tunisia, whatever. He's from over there, and like, I've known you since that time. It's been many opportunities, and you haven't stepped that line, but yet you claim that I'm yours and you want to marry me, and whatever. No. But you don't know won't hurt you.
Well, why do you think you waited so long? Like, were y'all not around each other? Did y'all spend time with each other? You just didn't see him, but...
No, like,
Most of the time, he works like crazy.
If he ain't working, he's in the mosque praying. Like, it's like.
But that's a good thing.
No, it's
and
not
that
a good
working,
thing.
That's great.
No, it's a good thing, but you know, you also gotta have time. If you claim that I'm your chick, you also gotta have time for me too.
Mhm. All right, that's true. But no, but you can't feel no type of way about a man working. That's good. I'm sure he can take you out, eat some money.
No.
Change the whole shit up. Excuse me.
Nope.
Next. That shit don't even seem like he was waiting. He was just a buddy. I don't know.
but we'll fill up on each other to do everything. But if we come to the actual. And, you know, he'll pull away and say that it's too much. We got to stop. I'm like, what the hell?
What you mean? Like, you be naked?
No. We don't be naked. No. We don't be naked.
Is this a ghetto black calling me from another number? Yes. Who's calling? The address is 900. I just left it outside. I just left it inside the, it's right, just walk into the joint. I'm doing the show. Shit. I'm about to text you. Back to the show. 900. Now I'm seeing my address on the air. Well, 900, y'all. That's all y'all need to know. Like, no. Big ups to everybody listening. You ain't coming in my house. No, I'm in my house. Why would I let you in my house?
Oh,
my name.
Y'all hear that?
Okay, I don't owe you shit. Shout out to the lady. Why was the mic muted? Gemma Blake talk about I owe him shit. I don't owe Ghetto Blake shit, y'all. You over here talking shit. I'm gonna play some music. Real fast while I tell him exactly where to grab his damn tickets from. Shout out to my boy Big Face helping me out with this track, producing this shit, but I'm going in on this one.
Public service announcement, pussy.
You know we on with hammers, minus the baking soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the baking soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need.
My homie J. Chrome gave me some new music as well. Vic Kane, I'm waiting for you to send me them MP3 versions of your music. Definitely doing your thing, but I don't know what the hell is an MP3A. I've never heard of that type of track, but definitely not compatible. Big ups to everybody who send me music and shit. Like, I'm trying to show some fucking love. And I'm also waiting for that email, Andy Graham, Mav. What's up, Mav? In that shit, but we having fun. Big ups to everything in my joy. Oh yeah. I got this track Finals by F Chain. We won't play that, but shout out to everybody chilling with us. And Nino, yes, I could curse on my show. Talk about me cussing.
I was,
he texted me talking about me cussing.
I was stacking up because you was on the phone, spazzing or whatever. We was like, damn, raw and uncut.
Oh, my goodness, yo.
He don't ever hear us.
I swear to God, I think that he was trying to be fucking super smart. And you know what I mean? I don't even appreciate that shit. I'm going to cuss him out for real tomorrow when I don't have any distractions and I can focus on checking Ghetto Black because I'm going to check you. You know what I'm saying? but you talking about something. I'm at Spruce Street. I'm at Walnut Street. Like, look, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Like, just come here. I just gave you an address. Stop acting like you need me to talk to you like a child, because I'm going to beat you. Oh, we got Lady back on the line. Lady, you know Ghetto Black, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
He is so super irritating. He's talented as a motherfucker. Don't get it fucked up. And I like his personality, but I think he likes to fuck with people just to make them irritated. Shout out to everybody showing me love on Twitter, official Peanut retweet, and shout out to everybody at XY DJ showing love and retweeting shit. Peanut, so you a rapper? Send me some music. You know what I mean? You're a promoter. That's what's up. We do promotions over here. Definitely shout out to X-Squad DJs. They just rocked out in Illinois on 420. I want to know how that went. Did you ever hear about that other show, lady? The ones that Blood Money did out in Coatesville?
No, I didn't hear nothing about it.
Yeah, I found out who won that show. Yeah, Shellyano did hit me up earlier today, too, so we'll check out that. Shout out to everybody listening in
on the line, definitely press 1 if you want to join in on the fuckeries for tonight. We talking shit. 317-371, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Nigga, T's my brother, Crowley the Ellis. Good.
Wait, I can't hear you. Hello?
It's Bigger Cheese, baby girl. What's up?
Oh,
fucking
nigga. What's up, my nigga? How you been?
Man, I'm cooling, man. I seen your topic tonight. I was like, I'm going to call my mom, girl, see what the hell's going on out there.
A lot of fun stuff. Definitely shout out to your boy, DJ Exclusive. I'm actually opening up my Gmail now. He just sent me some pictures from this party that we had on Sunday. Big up to him. What's going on in the Bigger Cheese Troop world, huh?
Shit, nigga about to get off probation.
Oh, shit, congratulations.
Uh-oh.
They're robbed.
They're out of trouble now.
I'm about to burn it down like Bob Marley himself.
I know that's a fucker. I was about to say, come smoke something, bitch. Definitely. But that's what's up. Yeah, tonight's topic, like, I am talking about it because of this movie, you know what I mean? I'm not really into playing mind games and, you know what I mean, trying to control people. It's definitely not trying to control people.
Talking about the movie Talk Like a Man. I mean, think like a man.
Talk like a man, act like a man. Whatever, act like a man, think like a lady. Yeah.
I just went to see that today.
Think like a man, act like a lady.
I went to see that today.
You did? How was it?
It was funny as shit. I don't know if you want to take your girl that you've been going with for a long time, man. It's cool for like a first date. Maybe, you know what I mean? But like, if you've been dating the girl for a long time and you ain't married her or nothing and shit, she go looking through the morning and shit, like, nigga, you're in. trying to change the game on the nigga and shit, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, so you think it was some shit in that movie? They was talking some real shit?
It was too real. Like, it was too real. Like, I'm the nigga. It was like... What kind of niggas is niggas? Like, you got the player, then you got the dreamer dude, then you got the dude that can't commit, then you got the mama's boy, and shit like that.
No, okay, that's funny. But yeah, like, I want to see the movie because Kevin Hart in it and all that other shit, but on some real, like, That whole 90-day rule, I just wanted to talk about, you know what I mean, man? Like, how long is the longest you've ever waited for a girl or whatever?
Long time, to the point where we never did it, and I stopped fucking with her. I was like, fuck you, bitch. I was a long time, and I just got frustrated. I'm a different type of nigga, like, you know, You keep holding the cookie away from me, I'm just going to go find some other cookies.
Well, what's the longest you ever waited, you actually got it or whatever, and then, like, then what happened?
Shit, man. I don't even know. I can't even. Yep. Probably, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. See, that's not bad. You know what I mean? Then you get a chance to get to know her a little bit. You know what I mean? Get a chance to have some fun. Not so much just ready to go right
hey,
in. Right
man.
In.
Hey,
I don't want to get to know her.
Yo,
that makes sense.
If you try to get to
like,
know her, you eat a month. if she just a body a week, because you just can't be passing everything. They be screaming out banana cream pie.
Yeah, I don't even understand that. Yo,
first night she might get hooked, go know it.
But see, ain't nothing wrong with getting hooked, because like when you get hooked to a person, that means then you have a chance to be committed to somebody.
How you gonna get hooked without even getting to know somebody's mental stability?
Well, how would you not know a person's mental stability by spending time with them and talking to them or whatever? Like, it should take you long to figure out.
After y'all went full throttle in the car.
You said what?
After y'all took the car for a ride, now you gotta realize that this shit got a fucked up muffler and a bad transmission.
Chill. Yeah, I don't like that metaphor.
Instead of looking under the car, instead of looking under the hood and shit.
That's funny as shit, yo. But no, I mean, I swear, if it's bad, if it's ever bad, you know what I mean? You just, like I said, you gotta stop. Like, if you're waiting for something, and then all of a sudden it's just garbage, like, y'all need to just go to the doctors or something like this.
Vice versa. She might be like, yo, he's bad as shit. He's sexy. That nigga pipe might be small. Cause she might be like, I ain't fucking that fat nigga, but this nigga dick dropped to the floor. Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that happens.
Yeah.
Shorty, you might want to get them to know the shorty. Oh, yeah, he like, you stand up the pouncer, but this bitch got a brush like 70s, and that shit smell like
we is not going back into how stuff smell anymore, like, for real. Like, we is leaving smell. I swear to God, in 2012, if your ass still got stink shit, like, you just need to fuck yourself up. Like, even the Europeans started smelling good, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't stay stinky forever. Like, you know, Europeans even starting to brush their teeth and not be funky. Shit, even Africans, people in third world countries got water to wash their ass.
No. I got some cab with Africans recently, and I thought I was in Subway. I just started singing $5 for long.
You were stupid as shit. Now, holy smell off a person, you really stink.
Yo, I really thought I was in Subway. Yo, it's a couple of them damn cabs I stepped into. I had to stick my head out the window.
You wasn't about to do it to them, though, or was you? You know how you like them cab drivers.
Hell no. I just stepped into the cab. I was just saying.
You know, I'm only teasing you because you always say something about African cab drivers on the show. Like, I don't know how many times. Are you talking about the same one or is these different ones? Truth teller.
Oh, I know a lot of cab, yo, because I used the same cab company, so I get a lot of cab drivers.
Okay. No, I mean,
yeah,
it's only just one that you was messing with, though, right?
About two or three of them. I don't know. I don't know.
She like, that's my twist. All them cab drivers listening, BT.
Free rides.
Like
free rides. Free rides, bitch.
Shout out to everybody listening. We got Dino Young back on the line. Definitely if you want to join us on the topic.
She saw you talking about Africans. You ain't getting no ride.
We'll definitely open
you
up. What you say?
I said she ain't getting no ride when she need a cab.
Shut up. She always get rides. So mind this motherfucking business. I remember one time I was looking. I'm like, who is that getting out the cab? We're about to leave the studio and shit. I'm like, oh. We dragged the ass right with us.
Oh, yeah.
Had a little casino fun. But definitely, like I said, shout out to everybody listening on the line. We having fun talking about a few things. Shout out to my homeboy, Bigger Cheese, in the building. Definitely will always love you, man. I might have some other shit I need to expose on your show. I bring all my drama to the Bigger Cheese show.
Yo, I remember them chicks was messing with him. I had to speak up. Yo, transsexual bitches.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
It's these transsexual bitches talking shit. Talk about they know where he live and they're going to kill him.
That's a robot.
Huh?
I said, that's a robot.
Transsexuals,
that's a robot.
Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy. Well, I'm about to go in, play some more music. Like I said, thanks for joining in on the show and you're telling us about the movie. At least somebody seen that movie, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Dude, Act Like a Girl.
The movie
said it
was funny.
Think Like a Man, Fuck Like a Man.
Fuck like a man. Fuck hard like a man. You know?
Fuck you like a man. Like a man.
I like that. We want to show love and check out this other caller who's just pressed the 1. You've been listening for a little while. 862 is your area code. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
862-755.
It's Jersey Hot, New Orleans Money Mate. What's good with you, Philly Shine?
Hey, what's good? What's good? What's good? I'm Honest, and my co-host is Truth Teller. Where are you calling from? You
what's
said
up?
Jersey?
Straight from Jersey, Ma. Straight from Jersey.
That's what's up. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Definitely, I had to get open your mic and say hi or whatever before I go into this next track. We're going to ask you the type of question to find out what's good with you. You an artist in Jersey?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm an artist. Got a big drop going over in Jersey. You check me on YouTube.com. That's $MONEY, Money Mink.
Money Mink. What's your, are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at MONEY, MINK, 121. Money Mink, 121.
Why?
Why what?
Why should we?
You know. Oh, no, that's a good question. That's a good question. Even though I asked him to give me his Twitter, you know, that's Bigger Cheese calling from out the Midwest. Show a love. But he said, why should we follow you on Twitter?
He said what?
Why should we follow you on Twitter?
I mean, it's really up to you to follow on Twitter, but, you know, we got a big drop, dropping from Jersey, you know what I mean? You go on there, you know, you'll see that I got my Slice on Baby Part 2, brand new big video. We got that wave going on, that greenback wave. Young Jeezy mixtape definitely coming out October 1st. You go up on YouTube also. You can see me on the last show with T.S. Fat Joe out in Torrance, New Jersey. Me, KidWiz.com, perform live, Money Flat single. We got a lot of great things going on, man. You know, we're about on 17 digital radio stations. We doing the damn thing. We trying to do what we do.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out that Twitter one more time for us.
That's MONEY, MINK, 121. That's that Twitter. Or you can Facebook me at Rashawn Dingus, RASHAWNDINGUS.
I can't find you. You said MONEY121?
Yes, MONEY.
I'm about to look it up right now.
That's Money Mink. That's Money Mink, MINK, 121. Money Mink.
Let me try one more time. Well, in the meantime, like I said, chill with us. We got a little topic question.
Okay.
On the drawing. And definitely we'll have to network to see what's good with playing some of your music. We want to play some Nino Young right back.
Can I get you
some love to my homeboy listening in on the line and showing love with us. But we definitely.
Can I get your email address?
Huh?
Can I have your email address?
I thought I sent it to you, but I'll send it to you. I'll text it to you right now. But like I said, I wanted to show love. My homie F Chain sent me this new shit. Gotta go into it real fast. Check it out. His final
Bad King Studios.
Yeah, what they thought I'm slowing up?
Never.
Gas gang, bitch. Keep rolling up. Yeah, we strapped. That's the question you don't ask us.
Stretch.
Got that Mac 11 hitting like a Mack truck. Shorty ass fast, she in reverse, she back up.
Like
Percocet 30, dope dick, I tear back up. I tear your face and back up if you act up. We call that shit the trap, cause coppers trying to trap us. It's F Chain if you don't know the name.
Yo.
That white bitch do what I say. Lowest lane,
yo.
Remote controller game. Shaq, I control the lane.
Yo.
You a lame, you a fraud, you don't know the game.
Nope.
I'm talking about moving cane in the cold and rain. See my homie shot down, had to endure the pain. Go from nothing now, I'm ballin', bitch, Corey James. Denzel after the battle, that's when the glory came. I ain't old school, like listening to oldies. I'm old school, like pushing crack and Kobe. Crazy ace, crazy weight, the smokers know me. Audi 88, cut the corner like Shinobi. And you a fence jumper, yeah, you switch ways. We got them big tools, you working with a switchblade. You see this wrist wear? This bitch Swiss made. And with this 9mm, I'm a renegade. Yo, my flow is
is on another level. All my songs on my tracks, they on another level. Your bitch is fucking little dick niggas. Your bitch be fucking little dick niggas. Go, 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 go. Hey yo, like, this shit too easy, like, hey damn it, turn me all the way up, you feel me? Go.
I like this shit.
Your bitch is fucking little dick niggas. Your bitch is fucking little dick niggas.
That's my nigga MJ. He always talking shit. MJ, slick talk.
Your bitch be fucking little dick niggas.
Wouldn't that be crazy to wait and wait and then it's all small?
Oh, stop it. I did that a couple times, yo, and I just wanted to, I just was so frustrated. And then they got their shit off, and I'm like, okay, where's my shit at? Like,
first of all, it ain't too small. Your pussy's too big.
No such thing.
No such thing.
Smart ass. Goddamn.
No. Okay. I'm gonna tell you about this. All right. Let me tell you about this situation.
Uh-oh.
My daughter dad was so small that the condom came off. That's how I got pregnant with my daughter. Explain that situation.
Well, he had a Magnum.
No, he had on a regular size condom.
Damn.
No, explain that situation. My pussy's too big for a regular size condom.
I'm gonna pour out some liquor for him. That's fucked up. Like, so.
Okay,
you can't tell before. I mean, you should be able to tell if a motherfucker got the type of dick you need, right? Before you get the pants off, right?
That shit was in the dark.
Oh. But you do know the niggas. But listen, no. You do know the niggas. You do know the big niggas. You do know the big dick niggas before, though, right? They usually come off with the dick. Right?
What would you say?
I said you usually know who the big dick nigga is, all right?
That's the nigga that's having trouble giving out his fucking drawers.
I mean, size don't really matter, but I'm just saying, like, it matters a lot, though. It matters most times. It don't really matter, but...
How many inches do you need? Honest.
No need. Like, cause I mean, I've had very small. And, you know, it's just about loving. Like, when you love a dick, it don't matter what size it is. You love it, you make it hard, and you just love it, and you just get wet on it, and all that stuff. That's all that matters. If you fucking wrong, you just kill yourself. It's nothing to it. Like, you love the dick. Thick leather pussy, it get wet, it get hard, and then you put them together. Sex. Wrap it up. But on some real though, it don't matter about all that, you know what I mean? It definitely doesn't matter about waiting. I'm just going to say it just like this, like, we always talk about it, like, a certain girl that are, like, fooling themselves. And I think it's the ones that be playing those games, like, oh, I'm going to make him wait. Them be the little freak joints that's really getting their shit on the other side. You know what I mean? They're like, I ain't really waiting. Like,
I'll tell you what. I'll wait 90 days, but goddamn it, I'm fucking somebody else while I'm waiting.
Oh, that's cold cheese. That's kind of cold.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's real.
You said he waiting, but he fucking somebody. He said, I'm not even now.
Well, I guess that way,
if you get your rocks off with before you go talk to the one you really like that's trying to make you wait for 90 days, you won't be really pressed to hit it. You know what I mean? Like, shit, my nuts already on. And I'm just trying to really get this mind thing going on with you. You know what I'm saying? But me and her already, you know, she can only get my balls.
I think Eddie Murphy said it best when he was like, you know how you just, she like, oh, I want you to feel someone that's real special. I don't know, last guy just made me do it real fast and I didn't like it. He's like, then you wait 6 months. And then you finally get it, and it's like, it closes. Like, you're like, man, it's great. He's like, sparks come out of her ass. You're like, I felt it. I'm finally in love. This is the one. He was like, you're not in love. You waited 3 fucking months. It's like, you're starving on a fucking island, and you ain't, hey, if somebody give you a cracker, you're like, oh, shit, this is a cracker. This is a good cracker. What's this, the Ritz? This is the Ritz. This cracker is the Ritz and shit. He was like, you go, you think you got this girl. You're like, I failed love. And then after a while, you had sex again. He's like, regular old crackers. He was like, these is regular old crackers. And he was like, then the girl just went half your shit. I was like, you went half your shit. So yeah, it don't really matter, like all that other shit. Like if you gotta put games and stuff in your relationship or whatever, it's not gonna last, like, for real. Like, you gotta just love the person and they love you back, and you be yourself, and they be themselves back. Like, it's not even about all those games, because, like, at the end of the day, you end up hurting yourself. Like, little games is fun, like, you know what I mean? Games get attention, you know. You're like, oh, my stomach hurt. I want you to rub it. You know what I mean? Like, just to get rubbed on and shit. Like, those games are fun, but...
Oh, you mean the preliminaries to get mad, huh?
Yeah, or whatever. You might want to get something else.
Y'all know how y'all do what?
How we do what?
Y'all be like, my back hurt. Give me a little massage.
Yeah,
or what's it called? The spoon technique? You know, the little boot scooch you do?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. See, like.
Don't get caught up into that massage shit. You know what I'm saying? This bitch gonna think you're a
Yo, it's always the funniest. And I'll always say, like if I go to sleep and you give me a massage, just wake me the fuck up. Like, you know, it's feeling good. The massage was feeling good. I didn't want to sleep. I wanted to do it too. Because, you know, once you get in a massage, you start getting excited. You know, the juice is flowing. You get rubbed on. You're like, all right, this is good. But, yeah, sometimes you do fall asleep. You don't mean to.
And
it's like, oh.
She might think you her personal masseuse or something. Like, this bitch can you massage her every motherfucking night. I'm like, bitch, I'm like,
don't complain. Like, who's complaining about rubbing some soft skin?
Yeah.
Like, lady, how is that
really
complaining about that?
What the fuck? Can I get my little back rubbed? Shit, I'm getting
bloody stroking. First of all, rubbing a guy's back or anything is like rubbing on a brick wall or some shit. Well, you know, most guys, I guess. I don't know. Some of you guys are kind of soft.
Well, that's you rubbing on.
I'm a, that shit gonna hurt my hands. Like, I rub your dick. Like, I rub my big dick. Like, you like the dick. I want to rub nothing else. Fuck that massage. You don't need no massage. Take your ass to the Chinese people. Yo, Chinatown, stay open. I need to get one of them deep tissue massages. Them joints be real right. I don't know. Them joints, $10 a minute? Oh, no, it's $1 a minute. $10 minimum or something like that. Definitely worth it.
I tell you what, man, I give you a massage every night if my dick is in your mouth.
Nobody want to take that cheese. Nobody wants that offer at all. I don't think anybody wants that offer.
You
getting a massage, I'm getting a massage, everybody's getting a massage.
Oh, hell no. You're going to have no filter. Them have no filter. But you know what? With the real shit, you can't get mad at a nigga. Who asked for it? You know what I mean? Closed mouth don't get fed.
True.
Even though you say some bullshit, but I don't know nobody who would be like, you know what, baby? Let me suck this joint while you massage my neck. Get my neck.
Yeah. I just go ahead and start massaging your neck. You know what I mean?
Huh?
I just go ahead and start massaging your neck. You know what I mean? It's helping me out. My brother,
you know, why are you so
he wouldn't be massaging. It'd be more like pushing your head down on the shit.
Yeah, that don't count.
Massage your ears, nigga.
Trying to chuck a bitch. Like, get down the way. Get down there.
No, that's not fair. All right. Before we close out the show, I definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in and shit and showing love on our crazy little topic, especially you calling in Cheese. I always will be thankful for you. That was like the funnest show ever. I think I'm going to download that show and broadcast it through Philly Shine. But I don't really want to promote that nut-ass nigga, though.
Yeah, that was like a landmark show. That's when we started doing the trial time shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that definitely was.
Yeah, we're going to bring the trial time back, too. I've been on recess for a little while.
Yeah, I know. Told me.
You talking to me? Yeah, we've been on recess for a little while, trying to figure out how we're going to come back.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, let me definitely fill me in on what's going on with you.
Shout out to everybody.
Definitely shout out to you, Nino Young.
Shout out to that nigga who put the pussy on the pedestal because he waited.
Shout out to him, too.
It might just be worth it, but you know how we do black folks and every other gender. Yeah, I mean, if you want that, yeah, I mean, Ma, go get him. If you want her, go get her. You know what I mean? You know how we do. We know what we want.
I mean, at the end of the day, about the subject, though, like, if you make
it, we just ordinary people.
At the end of the day, with this subject matter right here, if you make me wait like a day or two, I probably won't be around that long. But if you make me wait like a week or two, maybe like 2 weeks, that's all a nigga really need, like 2 weeks, and then we good.
Mm-hmm.
We can do something for a long time. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I think
that's true. What about you, Money Mink? Like, what's the longest you've ever waited before you had sex with a girl?
You know, I always expected the moment to held out, man. You know, I felt as though, you know, man, it's something special, man. Probably as long as I think I dated a girl, it's about two months, man, about a month.
Okay.
And you was fucking somebody else while you was waiting, wasn't
you? Oh, of course at the time, the dude was cordial, you know, that she wasn't my dame, you know, my wife, and you know, we were just dating, you know, yeah, about a month, 2 months, yeah.
See, ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean?
I'm
like,
going to go smoke weed.
But you know what, It's cool though. It's fucking cool to wait. I think it is. I think it's really cool to wait. I think it's cool to wait. I really do. I think it's cool to wait.
It feel like something, you know. I mean, you know, the smash is nothing. I mean, they both know where the error is at. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, but you know, the wait for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because on some real shit, like, when you do wait, it just means more, you know what I mean? Or then even, it's always good, like, when you had a get-back sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't seen him in a while. You're like, all right, I'm sorry. I know I want you now.
That's
and,
that movie sex.
Huh?
That's that movie sex.
That's
a Seattle sex.
Yeah.
Another thing too, you got a dude on the page that just hitting you all day. Anyway, you gotta check yourself. What type of dude you dealing with? You know what I mean? Most dudes out there, you have to try getting that paper. Why you trying to do something constructive? You know what I'm saying? Then we call him.
Yeah,
gonna put that back in. You know what I mean? Ain't gonna break that back two all in one. So you already know how that go.
Mhm. Yeah, that's what I was saying to you, True Teller. Like, if he working, you know what I mean? You gotta let him work. You know what I mean?
Fuck that.
But he also always going back home, like, all the time, like.
What you mean going back home to Africa?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. That's too much. Yeah, I know what you mean. Now I know what you mean, because that's how my homie is. My homie, he always going to Africa. I be like, damn it, how many times do y'all go back? Like, oh, that's kind
of a lot of African niggas.
Look, man, stop trying to import niggas overseas and shit, man. Trying to get some that ass.
Yo, that's funny as shit. No,
she giving out green cards.
No, she not. Like I said, definitely thank everybody for tuning in. It was kind of fun tonight. That was real fun. And shout out to Ghetto Black for irritating me. I swear I've grown, though. Like, even though I cussed him out, oh, Walia, oh, Honest, what? Please, me and Ghetto Black would have been outside fighting right now still. Like, I've been in his ass. Like, don't be
calling. Hold on, wait. And then you would have called me up and I would have fucked you up.
I'm like, yo, man, you know what? Wait right outside because we about to come roll on you and shit. Rather than my cousin real fast and shit, get the kids in on it. Like, yo, man. But definitely shout out to everybody listening. I'm about to stream the interview that I had on Thursday with Kay Walker, which I really enjoyed. So I'm going to definitely close out the show and show some love and play that 16 No Rap joint. Shout out to my homegirl, Hot Chalk, on this joint. Shout out to Kay Walker doing
it. Play this record as frequently as possible.
Bitch, scream that clip rings at 16, no rap, shorty.
rap, cause they hate 16, no rap, nigga. Got work in, I trap, nigga. Talk shit, get smacked, nigga. 16, no rap, nigga. I don't fuck around with you rats. Bitch, nigga, you scrap. I'm strapped too, you clap, who? Nigga, pyramid mark, no tattoo. Bitch, I'm a top back. Homicide strap for the price.